KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Cass the Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas at 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, east winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, east winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, east winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, east winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarasheft. Today, east winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered snow and rain showers. Highs in the mid-20s to upper 30s. East winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, snow likely in the evening, then snow and rain likely after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Thursday, snow and rain likely in the morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the mid-20s to upper 30s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:46 at 6 feet, 6 inches. A low at 8:24 a.m. at 2 feet, 3 inches. A high at 2:16 p.m. at 7 foot, 2 inches. And a low tonight at 8:49, minus tide of 1 inch. Your sun rose at 9:03 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:40, giving us 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
You should have seen it in your eyes. What was Send it to our public address announcer.
This is their first game of the tournament. We will introduce the entire roster for each team. First, for the King Cove T-Jacks, please welcome freshman number 0, Sam Brandle. Eighth grader number 5, James Brook. Another 8th grader, number 10, Desmond Yachmanev. Senior, number 12, Jersey Mack. Junior, number 13, Siler Gold. Eighth grade, number 30, Tito Medina. Freshman, number 31, Elliot Farr. And now starting for King Cove, please welcome senior number 1, Logan Iapana. Sophomore number 3, Riley Wilson. Junior number 4, Michael Gould. Junior number 15, Brennan Larson. And junior number 34, Robert Thompson. And coaching King Cove T-Jacks, please welcome Ricky De La Cruz. And now for the Cape Wonderbirds, freshman number 11, Tyler Davis. Senior number 14, Zachary Hansen. Senior number 21, Josiah Jackson. Yeah! junior number 35, Devin Aceveda. In eighth grade, number 40, Eric Davis. And sophomore number 42, Wyatt Kadake. And now starting for Cape, please welcome sophomore number 1, Xavier Munoz Torres. Senior number 3, Taylen Davis. Senior number 15, Rodney Muller. Senior number 25, Aiden Clark. And senior number 33, Keontae Jackson. And the coaches for Cape, please welcome Zachary Wooten and Coach Anthony Ross.
All right, there we go. We got our starting lineup. We've met the entire teams here. They do that for the opening game of the tournament for all the teams. So we have met our teams. And again, this is a rematch of last year's 1A Boys State Championship game with King Cove, your defending state champions, and Cake, the runners-up. Coming into this one, the Cake Thunderbirds, the number 3 seed in the tournament, and King Cove, the number 14 seed, the King Cove T-Jacks, the Aleutian Conference second runners up, the Cake Thunderbirds, the Southeast Conference champion. So it's a 3-14 matchup. King Cove in the black jerseys, Cake in the white jerseys. So, boy, you know Cake wants to get this one and get an opportunity to get back to that state championship game. And, of course, King Cove would love to get back into that side of the bracket so they could have a chance to defend their state championship. So here we go. I want to remind you this broadcast is the exclusive property of the NFHS Network. Any rebroadcast, transmission, or reproduction of this broadcast in whole or any part is strictly prohibited. And we'll finish that here as we have time. King Cove controls the opening tip. And a walk right off the bat to start things out. Just underway now. Cake with it, their opening possession. Xavier Munoz Torres. Boy, a lot of familiar names from last season. Got to call that championship game. And last touched here by
possession stays with Cake.
The Cake Thunderbirds. Cake, their big man inside, Robert Thompson, in his junior season. So a lot of players from that King Cove team. And there's a three to start things out for Rodney Moeller. Moeller hits three. Looking to answer back. King Cove misses it, but comes up with a rebound and the putback. That one no good, and here comes Cake. And squandering that opportunity, and last touch by King Cove, so Cake will get it on their baseline. 58 seconds gone here. Rodney Moeller with a lone basket, a three for Cake. Another three on the way, and the foul underneath here on the rebound attempt.
Fouls on Taylen Davis, his first personal.
First one on Taylen Davis. King Cove will put up a three attempt, and it goes. Riley Wilson hits it and ties us at three. Cake with it inside, no luck pass, and that one's going to get into the backcourt here. Over and back violation, so King Cove will get it over on that far sideline where the touch was. Two seniors on this King Cove team. They've actually got two eighth graders. And there's a couple other eighth graders that have played that were up in the stands. You only allowed so many on your roster here in the state championship. Another three ball on the way, and that one short off the side of the iron. Rebound comes up to Cake. We'll get a foul in the backcourt.
Fouls on Riley Wilson for King Cove, his first personal.
Riley Wilson picks up his first. A shot from the baseline. No good. And a tie-up and a held ball. Possession arrow will stay for the Thunderbirds. Taylen Davis. One of the six seniors.
Two for Aiden Clark.
Aiden Clark with the basket. Makes it a 2-point Cake lead, and they come up with a turnover. Weaving his way through traffic, then kicking it out for a three. Rodney Moeller has got two threes in the game. Official didn't signal either a two or a long three. Took him a little bit, but it was definitely a three. Good ball movement now by the T-Jacks, and they find some room inside. Too strong off the window, and the putback, though, is good by Brendan Larson. Brendan Larson with the basket. Inside. Open at the free throw line, gets a step inside, and that one goes for Taylen Davis. His first basket. And we're going to get a timeout taken here by Ricky Dela Cruz, the King Cove head coach. We'll see if they're going to turn this into the media or if it's going to stay at 30. So it'll stay at 30. I just want to finish our broadcast rights. Once again, without the express written consent of the NFHS Network, it's strictly prohibited to rebroadcast this stream. This includes any and all forms of media, including but not limited to television, radio, online streaming, and social media platforms. Unauthorized use may result in legal action. Also, big thank you to our title sponsor, First National Bank of Alaska, proudly sponsoring high school championship events for more than 30 years. ASAA is extremely grateful for all the generous support from our title sponsor, First National Bank Alaska. Also, thank you to GCI, our local champion of connectivity and home to Alaska's largest and most advanced network. Back underway here with full court pressure being applied by the Thunderbirds. Dangerous pass inside, and Cake comes up with the takeaway. And here's a foul. It's going to go on Brendan Larson, a little aggressive. His first second team foul on the T-Jacks.
Second team foul on the T-Jacks.
Taylen Davis gives it up. Keontae Jackson. Jackson in his senior season would love to see another trip to the championship game. He'll put up a three. Long. Rebound. Chased down by Rodney Moeller. And there's another three in that one. Off the mark, another Cake rebound. And now we'll get a foul on the shot attempt. Almost thought we were going to get a whistle on the rebound attempt. Logan Iapana picks up his first. Two coming up for Aiden Clark. For the Cake Thunderbirds, your Southeast Conference champions. gets the first one. He's got three, and now it's a six-point Cake lead. And the second one.
Aiden Clark converts both free throws.
Good for Clark. He's got four. See how King Cove handles the full court pressure, and they lose the handle on the dribble. Coming down the nearest sideline, losing the ball, was Brendan Larson.
Timeout.
And we got a media timeout on the floor. 12-5 with Cake on top. We've got more ASAA March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network.
One second from half court!
First ever.
A two-on-one. Oh!
Did he bring it in?
He did!
It is!
All right, we are back here with 3:55 to go in our opening quarter, 12-5. Cake on top. Rodney Moeller with six, both from three-point range to lead Cake. Riley Wilson with three and Brendan Larson with a field goal for the five for King Cove, your defending 1A boys state champions. Keontae Jackson, a member of last year's all-tournament team, has it now. He drives the lane and he scores. Taking a look at the other all-tournament selections for both squads, both now not on the rosters due to graduation. Jackson with it. Boy, I thought he was setting up for a dunk. Defenders were catching up to him. He was timing it, but he come away kind of limping a little bit. Yeah, he's stretching out his ankle, so keep an eye on that. 11-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Cake puts up a flat three, and that one off the front of the iron. And it'll go Cake wave. And you can't see Jackson kind of just shaking that ankle out. Some substitutions in the game for Cake, and a travel on Jackson. Josiah Jackson in, Wyatt Kadake, and Zachary Hansen subbed in at the start of the media timeout for the Thunderbirds. Boy, King Cove dangerous. They had it out there midcourt, and there's a basket for Logan Iapana off the window. Makes it a 9-point lead. Rebound controlled by Brendan Larson. And getting it to go, Michael Gould. Seven-point Thunderbird lead. A turnaround shot, no good. Rebound into the hands of Robert Thompson. King Cove drives baseline, sends it out to the free throw line, and blocked. But a putback attempt, that one no good. And contact here. Boy, that was some out-of-control ball right there for a moment. Cake will get it after the foul call.
Fouls on Brendan Larson.
Larson for King Cove, his second personal.
And Brendan Larson picks up number two. Spent about 2.5 years living in King Cove. Started out working in a cannery and then really enjoyed my time down there and stuck around for a while. Nice ball movement by Cake and they score. Zachary Hansen with the basket. Makes it a 9-point lead. King Cove with some numbers. That one comes up just short, but Iapana hustling after his miss, and Cake comes away. And scoring is Taylen Davis. Boy, as he was watching the players catch up to him from behind. 45 seconds remaining in our first period. Cake forces the steal, and here comes Jackson. Fouls on the floor. Riley Wilson's going to pick up his second personal. And we'll get three subs back in.
Fouls on Riley Wilson's second personal.
For Cake, Xavier Munoz-Torres.
On the T-Jacks.
That's the fifth team foul, so we should be shooting double bonus here, as we will. And they'll have to bring the subs back out as they'll get to come back in after the free throws. Now they got to let the team know that we're going to shoot the double bonus.
To the free throw line will be Keontae Jackson.
Keontae Jackson with 4 points. His first trip to the free throw line with 37.2 to go. First period, 11-point Thunderbird lead. Jackson hits the first one. Boy, I wonder how many miles that is if you go from King Cove to Cake across the Gulf there. Two opposite ends. Aleutians to southeast. Second one no good. Boy, King Cove had an opportunity there, but squander it. Down to our final 20 in the first. Jackson kicks it out. 10. No good. Chasing down his own miss was Taylen Davis. Jackson with 3 to go. 3-pointer instead on the way, and that one no good. And that'll do it for the first quarter. The Cake Thunderbirds will go to the bench with a 21-9 lead over King Cove. We'll bring it back here for more March Madness on the NFHS Network.
The farther north you go in Alaska, the less days you have in construction. First National Bank Alaska has been a great partner for us. Katie Mallard with First National has been our banker, and she gets it. They really understand Western Alaska and those specific nuances for where we work. When you have six-figure payrolls, equipment that you have to buy, even as much as a year in advance, that's where they really shine.
First National Bank Alaska. Let's shape your tomorrow.
We found another way to help GCI customers go faster. Technically, introducing GCI's 10,000 miles per hour giveaway, with 10,000 Alaska Airlines miles to be won every hour. And GCI customers are already in to win.
Welcome back here to the Alaska Airlines Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. Nice crowds on hand here so far for our morning session. We'll have a little break following this one, then bring it back for four more games for the afternoon and evening session. You can check out the complete schedule and get results. Just go to ASAA365.com. ASAA365.com. They update things as we move along in the tournament. The tournament program there, so you can catch all the rosters, some history, and take a look at all the sponsors here of the tournament. And mentioned it before, and it's always worth mentioning, is make sure you see who the sponsors are and make sure you patronize those businesses and use their services with high school funding, not just athletics. always on the chopping block and not getting any increases. These businesses that support our local high school and athletes, always so appreciated. Three-pointer on the way, and that one rattles around. And Logan Iapana.
Taylen Davis for Cake. That's his second personal.
Taylen Davis picks up his second. And we'll get Sailor Gould into the game.
Sailor Gould.
Sailor Gould.
Devin Isabella.
Travel before the shot release on Brendan Larson. Once again, Ricky Dela Cruz, the head coach for King Cove, Anthony Ross, and Zachary Wooten for Cake. King Cove comes up with a steal and a three attempt. Goes long, and Cake with the rebound, and they're going to push the pace quickly back. That one comes up empty, and now King Cove going to race it right back down the other way. Far side into the hands of Michael Gould. Now they get it into the paint. Now we got to watch out. There's a three-second violation. It's in there just a little long. Sailor Gould. ...21-9. Still scoreless here in this second quarter. A minute and a half gone. A little fadeaway jumper off the baseline. That one, no good. King Cove with another rebound. Michael Gould. He almost faked himself out on that move. Lost a handhold. Able to get it back up, and a double team on the rebound. And Cake now able to clear out. 2 minutes gone in the second. Which team will score here? And there's a foul, and it's going to stay on the floor, so Cake will get it on their baseline.
Fouls on Robert Thompson for King Cove, his first personal.
Robert Thompson picks up his first team foul on the T-Jacks. Cake's big man gets his shot blocked, but Cake able to hang on to it. Boy, tough pass inside, but no basket. Travel is the call. Larson will give it up to Gould. Three ball again, and that one is good. Riley Wilson's got six, both long distance, 21-12. King Cove gets the first basket with 5:15 to go in the first half. First basket in the second quarter. Munoz Torres. Got a carry. Boy, we're going to get a wholesale substitution here for the Thunderbirds. So, like a hockey substitution over the boards they come. And line change. Boy, I see two of these players here for King Cove, both coughing. So I don't know if they've come to town with that flu that's been going around the state of Alaska. It's bad. And a three ball, this time Michael Gould. So back-to-back threes for King Cove, bring him right back in this thing, now down six. G Jackson hangs on to it, and he's fouled. Oh, no, he's whistled for the offensive charge. So Jackson picks up his first foul. Logan Iapana back in for King Cove. Gould couldn't hang on to it. Cake makes him pay. White Kadake, his first basket. And now a turnover. Here comes Jackson with a double team. He scores. Keontae Jackson now with 7. 10-point lead again for the Cake Thunderbirds. Another 3 on the way. That one no good. Jackson pulls down another board. And he'll push the pace up. Behind the back, dribble. And a travel, and you can see head coach Anthony Ross shaking his head in agreement with our official that made that call. Siler Gould back in for the T-Jacks. Cake continues to apply the full court pressure. Gould, now near side, now into the paint. Jackson's going to be called for the foul. That'll be number 2 on him. That'll stop the clock with 3:38 to go in the half.
His second personal.
Third team foul on Cake.
T-Jack's ball on the baseline.
Gould takes the handoff. From Riley Wilson, back to Wilson. Wilson swings it near side. Now back Gould for a long 3. Jackson with the board. And pushing the pace. And boy, now that ankle. He's really starting to favor it. Kind of a strange stutter step going inside. Jackson definitely favoring that right ankle. An air ball. And Cake will come up with the board after the miss. Boy, Cake just running substitutions over to the table here. We're going to have 4 come in. They're going to have to make sure who's going to be going out, because you don't want to have too many men out there. So they got their 5. .245 and counting. 10-point Cake lead. Rematch of last year's 1A boys state championship game. Jackson into the paint, no good. Rebound controlled by the Thunderbirds. Aiden Clark puts it back up and in, and he's got 6 points, and now a 12-point Cake lead.
Turnover on the T-Jacks.
King Cove turns it back over. Taylen Davis. 4 points for him. Gives it up to Jackson at the free throw line. Loses the handle in the lane. And King Cove comes away with it. King Cove, boy, they do not slow down. And an off-balance 3 by Gould. Jackson knocked out of his hands. Nice recovery by Brendan Larson. Cake will hang on to it on their baseline. Minute 54 remaining first half. They lob it in for Jackson. He's able to get up and get it, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Two coming up for Keontae Jackson. He's 1 out of 2 at the line Foul goes on Siler Gold. Jackson hits the first. Second one coming up. And no good. Rebound still loose. Now King Cove has it.
No good on the second free throw for Jackson.
King Cove, boy, he gets some crisp passing. Oh, long three. Jackson pulls down the miss. He's got some people ahead of him, and he tries to swing it out there. Boy, right into the groin of Riley Wilson, but scoring. Brennan Larson. Boy, is Riley Wilson. And a travel. Wilson, though, catching his breath. So you wear a cup in this game. You don't know what's going to happen. Wilson still feeling that pain. Here comes another three attempt, and that one off the heel of the basket kicks out right into Cakes. Talen Davis, and he pushes the pace, and that goes out of bounds. Another turnover. 51.5 to go in the half. Full court pressure. Gould with it. Boy, he was just never had control of it, but Xavier Munoz Torres knocks it out of bounds. That's how Gould is leaning over, hanging onto the shorts, trying to catch his breath as Thompson puts up a shot that doesn't fall, and Jackson switches directions. Down to 22 seconds and counting. And Cove, lots of passes and a three short. Rebound. Aiden Clark, and he's going to hang on to it as Gould hits the deck. Clark takes a bump. And that'll be the third team foul on King Cove. And now that's three on Brendan Larson, and that'll immediately get Logan Iapana up off the bench.
Subbing in Logan Iapana for Brendan Larson.
2.8 to go here. Aired out to Jackson. Shot on the way. No good. So that'll do it for the first half with Cake leading this one, 28-17. We'll take a break and bring it back for our second half, a rematch of last year's 1A Boys State Championship Finals, 28-17. More March Madness coming up on the NFHS Network.
Okay, we got a break for like 10 minutes, it looks like, and I'll just play what's going on in the background here. There they go with their stuff. Their background music.
That came out loud, didn't it?
Did he bring
anyway,
it in?
Let's get that music here and play their stuff till the next quarter starts.
There's a place where people think up wild ways to get stuff done. And that place is this place, the GCI Lab. Here we are constantly working to advance the most advanced network in Alaska. There's nowhere we won't go. Wait, where are you going?
The Bering Sea.
Because there's nothing that can't be done. Just things we haven't done yet.
in 50 years. I hope we're worldwide to where we lead by our new values. And we still have our land. We still have our way of life, our culture, our language. I would say that's our success.
Humble beginnings. Humble beginnings.
The world's wide open, and our people are brilliant and resilient. I don't see any limits.
In 50 years, I hope we're worldwide to where we lead by our new values. And we still have our land. We still have our way of life, our culture, our language. I would say that's our success.
I'm Sam King, and I earned my process tech degree right here in the state. ConocoPhillips Alaska is the state's largest oil producer, and what we do matters. As part of the operations team, I prepare for planned maintenance on our facility, and I work closely with production teams across the North Slope. It's not just what we do, it's how we do it. The team and I work every day to safely and responsibly put oil in the pipeline. ConocoPhillips Alaska, committed to Alaska for more than 50 years.
From the basketball court to the auditorium, join Hillcorp in celebrating our student athletes and the shared commitment to excellence both in and outside the classroom. Hillcorp Alaska, proud sponsors of the Alaska School Activities Association.
Growing up Alaskan makes you, well, a little different. We're an independent bunch, yet we can't get along without each other. We like unique things, and we have unique needs. That's the whole reason we created Club 49, the only travel benefits program made for Alaskans, so you can be you. Alaska Airlines, Club 49.
Data caps and low bandwidth are no problem with the Alaska Commercial Company shopping app. In low bandwidth mode, our online store loads in less time than other stores and saves you money on data. Here for you, here for Alaska.
Alaskans love staying active, whether it's cross-country skiing, rock climbing, or tearing up the slopes. But sometimes, gravity has other plans. When your epic adventure turns into an epic wipeout, OPA's Orthopedic Injury Walk-In Clinic has you covered. We'll get you seen fast, without an appointment, saving you time and money. OPA's Orthopedic Injury Walk-In Clinic. Because bouncing back shouldn't be harder than the fall.
The Alaska Air National Guard, what for?
We are the Alaska Air National Guard. We're united by one commanding principle. Love. Love for our fellow man, for our freedoms, for Alaska, our home, and for the United States of America.
For America and for you.
We are always ready, always there.
Always have been, and always will be.
We wonder, we roam. We take the road, we make our home.
No matter what the season, no matter where you live, a rural energy dealer makes it happen for you. Toyo Tomy heaters are the most economical heaters in the world. Lightweight and easy to transport, even to the remote locations in Alaska. No matter what the season, no matter where you live, a rural energy dealer makes it happen for you. Toyo Tomy heaters are the most economical heaters in the world. Lightweight and easy to transport, even to the remote locations in Alaska.
Your quality of life is everything, and it's important to stay focused on your health care.
If you're due for your mammogram, or if you've never had one, Providence Imaging Center makes it easy for you to get this important screening with newly renovated mammography suites and brand new state-of-the-art technology. No doctor referral is necessary for this important screening. Screen so you're there for special moments. Screen for your peace of mind. Providence Imaging Center. Answers you need with a human connection. At Providence Imaging Center, our mobile mammography team has served Alaskan women from Homer to Talkeetna for over 30 years at health fairs, businesses, school districts, special events, and places of worship. These 20-minute mammograms are usually covered in full by insurance, and there's no cost to bring the mobile coach on site. Call Providence Imaging Center to schedule mobile mammography at your event. Celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month in any month with screening mammography in the convenience of Providence Imaging Center's mobile mammography coach at your location today.
Congratulations, you're qualified. So are you. You too. And you.
Because if you know how to put up anything in your home,
you're qualified to save lives by installing free smoke alarms in your community. Go to soundthealarm.org to volunteer near you.
And as floodwaters continue to rise, thousands are left desperate.
Hundreds of homes have been destroyed by the wildfires.
Disasters have left many in need of emergency shelter.
You can help those impacted by disasters, big and small. Give now.
The Alaska Sports Talk Podcast is your premier sports podcast dedicated to Alaska sports. Isaiah Vreeland and Keaton Homer and a host of others will take you through the sports scene, recapping games and sports news from across Alaska. Find the Alaska Sports Talk Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and check out AST on your favorite social media platforms. If it's sports in Alaska, we have you covered. Are you looking for expert consulting to take your business, nonprofit, or event to the next level? Vreeland Solutions provides proven strategies for success. Whether you need operational support, event management, or media expertise, trust Vreeland Solutions. Experienced, reliable, results-driven. Let's make your vision a reality. Visit VreelandSolutions.com today.
What rhymes with great?
Participate.
Where does greatness start? Here, in the classroom. On the stage.
In the pool.
On the field.
Where will your greatness take you?
To better grades.
To more friends.
Yeah!
Be great.
Participate!
All right, we're back here as we get ready to start our second half here. 28-17, Cake on top. Taking a look at our scoring here. First for Cake, you've got 8 points for Keontae Jackson, six apiece for Aiden Clark and Rodney Moeller. For King Cove, 8 points for Michael Gould, and then four for Brendan Larson. Take a look at some of the other numbers here. Cake right now out rebounding King Cove 22-14.
It'll be Cake
shooting 11 out of 29 from the floor. 2 out of 11 behind the three-point line for 18%, and they're 4 for 6 at the free throw line. King Cove has yet to be to the free throw line. 7 out of 25 from the floor and 3 out of 14 behind the three-point line as we are underway, and Cake will come out firing threes, and they'll hit the first one.
3 for Rodney Moeller.
Rodney Moeller now with 9, all of his from three-point range. So three threes for Moeller, and now it's a 31-17 Cake lead in our rematch of last year's 1A boys state championship game, which King Cove won. Both teams losing some key players to graduation last year. Big man, no good. And the rebound brought down by Aiden Clark. Up ahead to Jackson, turns around, unable to finish. He was lucky to just be able to pull that one in. Gould throws a shot up here, and mentioned that Gould and Brendan Larson both were out there coughing pretty heavily, so I saw Gould looked like he was a little winded, not sure if he's
2-4-8-1
feeling 100%. Clark comes up with the basket. And now Cake starting to pull away. 5-0 run to start the quarter and count the basket. And we'll go to a free throw line.
Brendan Larson. One free throw. Fouls on Aiden Clark for Cake, his first personal.
Aiden Clark picks up his first personal. Free throw, no good. Everybody was looking for something, and now you see Larson comes up limping. Boy, and he's still favoring either that right ankle or his knee. Now he's reaching down at his right calf. So maybe coming up with a calf cramp. A little out of control play by both squads right now. 2 minutes gone in the third, 33-19. Kinko with a long rebound. Larson picks it up and draws a double team. Nowhere to go. Finds Michael Gould. Gould looking for some help. Gets the screen through the other Gould on the squad. And now Kinko throws it away.
Correction, previous foul was on Xavier Munoz Torres.
So Xavier Munoz Torres. Foul call collect. Correction. A little head fake, but taking his foot with him was Aiden Clark. Kind of questioning call. Some full court pressure now by Cake. Gould gets it across and swings it near side. Riley Wilson down low. Sailor Gould gets it into the middle and scoring is Michael Gould.
Michael Gould
now with 5. 12 point Cake lead. Three ball, that one no good. Robert Thompson pulls down the rebound. Brendan Larson back to Thompson. Larson doesn't get the bounce, but they get the board and an opportunity to go to the free throw line. Sailor Gould.
Jackson for Cake. That's his third personal.
And now Keontae Jackson with 3 personals. Siler Gould with a pair coming up. Second one coming up. And same result. 0 for 2. For Gould.
Fouls on Brendan Larson, his fourth.
Oh, and they stick it on. I think they're going to correct that because, no, they're going to bring a sub in here. So Larson picked up number 4, and he's in disbelief. I thought that was going to go on Gould. So now Larson, one of the leaders here for King Cove, is he's in disbelief. I didn't know that he was even near. So I'm looking at my scoreboard or score sheet a lot.
Xavier Munoz Torres for 2.
Munoz Torres, his first basket. And poked away, but knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Thunderbirds. King Cove will keep it. Boy, now you can see